وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. It is no doubt the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's fazl, Allah ta'ala's karam, Allah ta'ala's ihsan, Allah's favor upon us, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with life and has given us this opportunity to once again get together. We probably may have discussed the aspect that will be discussed shortly. In the past we may have heard it, and we may have heard it in different bayans. But the reality is this, that a human being is forgetful. And it is because of that that we have to remind ourselves, we have to remind one another certain things. And just takes the mind towards one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one teaching of our deen. We all know very well that when there is some type of grief that a person has to go through, and more especially in the form of having lost some near or dear one, then there is such a thing in our Shariat that is known as Ta'ziyat. Ta'ziyat is to go and console the bereaved person. The person has lost his father, his mother, his family, his child, whatever it may be. So this loss, because Allah Ta'ala has created the heart such that it is affected by these types of incidents. The heart is unlike a rock or some stone, that irrespective of what overcomes it, it is not affected. The heart, Allah Ta'ala has made it such. That is why, just digressing, whatever Allah Ta'ala takes us towards, we will find that in the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the different limbs that Allah Ta'ala has created, the function of each limb is different. The function of the eye is to see. The function of the ear is to listen, to hear. The function of the tongue is to speak. The function of the fingers and that is to feel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us things inside the body, organs inside the body. You find there is a stomach, there is a kidney, and each one has got a function and a role which it fulfills. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heart. And this heart, one is, from the body point of view, that whatever the pumping of the heart and that is one aspect. But then there's another function of the heart, and that is to love. That is the function of the heart, that it loves or it wants to love. Therefore we will find that we have love, we have attachment, whether it's to our parents, to our children, to our near and dear ones. There is that attachment, and that is the result of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the body and its function. So we find, just as on the one hand the heart becomes happy, Similarly, we find that there's also grief that overcomes this heart. So when a person is grieved, and especially with the loss of some family member, then it is sunnat to give the person some consolation, to go and sympathize with the person, to give him some encouragement. This is a sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now in this we will find that it is not qualified in the sense that only go and console those who are illiterate or those that are non-ulama. But here, whether it's a person that is a knowledgeable person that has the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has ilm of the shari'at of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning whether he is an alim or whether he is an ordinary person, meaning he doesn't have that in-depth knowledge of deen, irrespective of what. But we find that this sunnat will be applicable to both, to that person who is an alim, to a person who has the knowledge of shari'at and deen, and at the same time to that person who does not have the knowledge of deen. So the question will be raised that why should one go and console a person who already has knowledge of deen? A person, he's got the knowledge of deen, he's got the knowledge of the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are even calling him an alim of deen. So an alim of deen, then why go and console an alim of deen? We find that in this sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there isn't any distinction that only go and console those people that do not have the knowledge of deen. But whether it is a person that has got knowledge of deen or he doesn't, go and console the person. Why? Because at that particular time, sometimes the person is not, he does not think about these things. Now, what the tragedy that the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim confronted with the making parda of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like a poet said it very beautifully. He said, Guzre hai do waqt mushkil mujh par, Guzre hai do waqt mushkil mujh par, ek tere aane se pehle, ek tere jaane ke baad. The two times have been very severe and hard, difficult. One, ek tere aane se pehle, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one was that period before your coming into this world, and the other was when you made parda from this world. But look at that time, what was the condition of great sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the likes of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. But then it had to take a person like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, who came at that time and saved the situation by reciting one ayat of the Quran in Majid. And then the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who were they? They were those that were nurtured by none other than by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. They were the choicest of people. They were hand selected. They were the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what was the condition at that time? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes and he recites this ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Now this was the ayat that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited. When he recited this ayat, the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, this became a means of the consolation. So we find this consoling one another. This is also a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this there is no distinction, because at times we don't remember certain things. Because it is sometimes the condition that we find ourselves in, the grief that has overcome us, due to which we are engrossed in that grief of ours. Someone comes and reminds us. Therefore we say, remind one another. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So the topic for today, just part of it, if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, maybe just in a few minutes, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability, this tawfiq, this hidayat, this guidance, and also the life to once again assemble to once again get together. And more especially to our younger ones, and from amongst them also those that have come out of their homes or that have left their homes for the first time. We need to acknowledge firstly that this is a great ni'mat and it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Until a person doesn't recognize an aspect as a favor or a ni'mat, how is that person going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that favor, for that ni'mat, for that blessing? Therefore, we will find in the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are two types of ni'mats and two types of bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed man with. But man is in a state of deception as far as these two ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Now when a person doesn't even recognize that this is a ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, how is he going to appreciate it? And then secondly, if there is no appreciation, how is he going to show his appreciation and his thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So first comes appreciation of that ni'mat and to regard it as a ni'mat and as a blessing. And after having recognized it as a blessing, then to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to show a gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing and for that ni'mat. So this getting together is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially for our younger ones, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to come out of their homes and make this type of mujahada and the sacrifice of leaving their parents, of sacrificing the comforts and the luxuries of the home and all the food and all the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find, or we are sometimes engulfed in, we find ourselves so comfortable at home, leaving all those ni'mats and coming to a madrasa, coming to a place where we have to make these types of sacrifices. It is a great ni'mat and bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to firstly acknowledge that this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we need to understand one important aspect, and that is the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various ni'mats and favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then there are certain bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has those ni'mats, when he enjoys that ni'mat, then there's a resulting ni'mat as well, there's a resulting bounty as well. Like you find, if there's a chain, there's one link, then there's another one that is linked to that. So similarly, if certain bounties we are favored with by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have resulting bounties as well. Now just to explain, we have this ni'mat of shukr, of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ni'mat on its own. If a person is blessed with this ni'mat, then there's a resulting ni'mat as well. And that resulting ni'mat is such that nothing can come in between this person and the achieving of that ni'mat. If I have an enemy, and if that enemy tries everything possible for me not to enjoy that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be able to put anything in between, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has to happen. And we need to have this conviction that if it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is nothing but true. If it is a promise that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made, then it is nothing but true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, that who is more true than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech. And when the promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, then there is no breaking of those promises. So let us look into the Quran and Majid and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about shukr and about being grateful and to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will be the resulting ni'mat? This is one ni'mat, that you are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability or the tawfiq of making shukr on whatever ni'mat. In this particular case, we will say this ni'mat of being given this opportunity to study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, study the Quran and Majid, or listen to the talk of deen, or engage in some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're making shukr on that. Now what is going to be the resulting ni'mat? The resulting ni'mat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that most certainly I will increase this ni'mat and favor and bounty of mine upon. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat, whether it is the ni'mat of being given this opportunity to study the Quran and Majid. Let us not treat it to be a burden that our parents have sent us away from home. It is because that they do not want us at home or any other reason. No, it is solely because that they have that muhabbat for us and they have that love for us, that they've sent us to learn the Quran and Majid. They've sent us to learn the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuously show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your appreciation. Say alhamdulillah. Sometimes even if you find it difficult, that is why I say to our new students and our young friends also, that yes, we do find it difficult. Sometimes we will find ourselves crying. Sometimes we will find ourselves complaining. But with all that, just make a little bit of sabr. And at the same time, make shukr to Allah ta'ala that we're okay, there may be an occasion of crying. We are crying, we are showing that grief, that we have left home, we have departed, we have parted from our parents and whatever else, all that in its place. But together with that, make shukr to Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have given me this opportunity. Now when you are going to be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the result is, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly increase this ni'mat of yours. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it, we do not know. It will be in different forms. It could be in this form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our memories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the love of the Quran and Majid in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us an attachment to the Quran and Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us an attachment to the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different forms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his ni'mat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then becoming deserving of this great ni'mat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will most certainly increase my ni'mat upon you. Similarly, for those parents that are seated here or that may not be here, whose children Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted for the learning and for the memorizing and for the propagation of the Quran and Majid. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we need to make shukr upon. Whether our children are here or whether in any other madrasa, or even if they are at home and learning the Quran and Majid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen those young hearts for the preservation of the Quran and Majid, and some of them for the preservation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not treat it to be something small. That is why we say sometimes, you know, when we have few children, there is one child that is studying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's becoming an alim of deen. Another one is achieving some degree. So sometimes let us ask ourselves that what do we become more happy with? One is a child has become an alim, or my young son has become an alim. Whether that is more a condition for rejoicing for us, or is it when my son has got some doctorate, he has earned some high position, whether that makes us happy? If that makes us happy, where our child has achieved some worldly degree, and this doesn't make us so happy, then there's something wrong. We need to show our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our child for the preservation of the Quran and Majid, for the preservation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday there was a person that was here, and he mentioned to me that my two sons, both of them have shown an inclination towards studying the deen of Allah ta'ala, in other words, becoming alims. But then people are encouraging me to send them to college or university. So I said, alhamdulillah, you need to make so much of shukr to Allah ta'ala, that one is we have to encourage our youth to take this path. But here, if they themselves are showing this inclination, you need to make so much of shukr to Allah ta'ala. And remember, we are not saying that our children should not study the sciences of this world and whatever. But if our child himself shows this inclination towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let us be convinced that that is where our salvation is, and that is where this sadaqah jariyah for us. When we are gone from this world, inshallah, this child will propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will continue the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the thawab will continue reaching us in our qabrs. Now this is what we should aspire for. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that, then there's a lot that we need to make shukr for. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our son a hafiz of the Quran and Majid, what a great ni'mat and blessing of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no bounty of this world that you can put against that you can compare to that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true appreciation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us the tawfiq to make shukr on these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to downplay these great ni'mats and bounties of gifts of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun, mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun, har dam zikr o fikr main tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hushyar rahun, ab to rahe bas taadme aakhir wirde zaba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere siwa maabood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood-e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadme aakhir wirde zaba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah, nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری بنا، مجھ سا خلق میں कोई नहीं गोबद किरदारो नामसिया, उजसा खलक में कोई नहीं गोबद किरदारो नामसिया, तू भी मगर गफ्फार यारो। तू भी मगर गफ्फार है या रब, बख्श दे मेरे सारे गुनाह, अब तो रहे बस तादमे आखिर विरदे ज़बा, ए मेरे इलाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 إلا الله 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا بنا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اینچے شیرین است نام، شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام، اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله ومسلمي كريم الله اسكب باشمة الله ومس باسف الله ومس فقيمي الله ومس كنسيلي الله ومس بيوتيفول الله يا كريم الله through your infinite grace and mercy Ya Allah, you gave these napak and impure tongues the tawfiq to engage in your dhikr. Ya Kareem Allah, you gave the tawfiq to assemble. Ya Allah, it is just through your given tawfiq. Ya Kareem Allah, we are not deserving of these na'mats from you. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you have blessed us. Give us the tawfiq to make shukr and show gratitude on these na'mats of yours. Ya Kareem Allah, receive forgiveness, Ya Allah, from all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, especially during these holidays, the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive those sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our minds and hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, you blessed us with these na'mats and bounties. We use these na'mats and bounties for your disobedience. Had there been another Allah, he would have snatched away our eyesight when we saw haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you had wanted, you could have ordered the earth to swallow us when we walked towards haram, when we committed haram. How merciful you are. Ya Kareem Allah, you gave us life, you gave us the opportunity to turn to you and seek your forgiveness. Ya Kareem Allah, these dirty, filthy begging bowls are raised before you. Ya Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that they may be raised before you any part of the day or night. Ya Kareem Allah, we acknowledge our weakness. Ya Kareem Allah, we are not justifying any of the sins that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, we acknowledge, Ya Allah, and we ask and seek your forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our family members. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters. Forgive the sins of our near and dear ones. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of those that have requested to make du'as for them. Forgive the sins of the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Kareem Allah, let us not use our hands to hurt anyone. Ya Kareem Allah, let us not use our tongues to hurt anyone's feelings. Ya Kareem Allah, let us not use our eyes to break your commands, my Kareem Allah. You ordered us to lower our gaze. Ya Kareem Allah, we raised our gaze to that which is haram. Ya Allah, you ordered us not to listen to haram. Your given ears, my Kareem Allah, we began hearing that is haram. Ya Allah, with your given tongue, we began speaking that which was haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, there is so much that we have did. Ya Kareem Allah, but we acknowledge you to be, Ya Allah, Rahim and most forgiving Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, on this Mubarak night, on this Mubarak time, Ya Allah, in the presence of these young children that are memorizing the Quran and Majeed, that are in your pathway, Kareem Allah. We seek your forgiveness. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, these sins that have been committed, Ya Allah, let them not become amiss. Ya Allah, for the weakness of our memories. Ya Kareem Allah, strengthen our memories. Ya Allah, make it easy for our children that are seated here. Ya Allah, they have sacrificed. They have left their homes, my Kareem Allah. The parents have sent them. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is a sacrifice for the mothers. It is a sacrifice for the fathers. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is a sacrifice for these children. Ya Kareem Allah, accept this little sacrifice. Ya Allah, make it a means of deen becoming alive in us. Ya Allah, make it a means of deen becoming, Ya Allah, alive in our families. Ya Kareem Allah, give us an attachment to the Quran and Majeed. Give us a bond with the Quran and Majeed. Make it easy for these children of ours. My Kareem Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy, open their hearts, my Kareem Allah. You make it easy for them. Strengthen their memories, my Kareem Allah. Make them happy, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah. You bless their parents with the best, my Kareem Allah. Give them barakah in their rizq and sustenance. Oh, my Kareem Allah. Those whose parents are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa kamil, azil, mustabir. Ya Kareem Allah. These children that are seated here, if there's anyone amongst them whose parents, Ya Allah, having financial difficulties, remove the financial difficulties. Ya Allah, if there's anyone's parents, Ya Allah, that are experiencing, Ya Allah, condition, Ya Allah, that are difficult, remove those difficult conditions. Ya Kareem Allah, if there's anyone that is suffering from any type of sickness, bless them with shifa kamil, azil, mustamir. Bless our parents with long life, with afiyat and salamati. Ya Kareem Allah, if any one of our children that's seated here, whose parents are separated from one another, Ya Kareem Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy, make it easy for such children. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make the sacrifice easy for them. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite our hearts, Ya Kareem Allah. Remove our differences, my Kareem Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat. Ya Allah, because of our continuous sinning, our hearts are gone hard like rocks, my Kareem Allah. No amount of dhikrullah, Ya Allah, soften our hearts. Ya Allah, no amount of listening, Ya Allah, to bayaz and to hadith and, Ya Allah, the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam softens our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy, you are the creator of these hearts. You soften our hearts, my Kareem Allah. You soften our hearts, my Kareem Allah. Bless us with hidayat, my Kareem Allah. Bless the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with hidayat. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with all the good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, grant us protection from all the evils of Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Ya Allah, these young children that have come, they have got great aspirations, my Kareem Allah. You through infinite grace and mercy, fulfill their aspirations and desires, my Kareem Allah. Make each and everyone a good hafiz of the Quran and Majeed, a good alim of the Quran and Majeed. Make him amil on the Quran and Majeed. Make us from amongst those that make amal on the Quran and Majeed. Make us from amongst those that have love for the Quran and Majeed. Give us an attachment to the Quran and Majeed. Give us a bond to the Quran and Majeed. Oh my Kareem Allah, those asatiza that are teaching the Quran and Majeed. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless them with long life, with afiyat and salamati. Ya Allah, accept the teaching of the Quran and Majeed. Ya Allah, accept the recitation of the Quran and Majeed. Accept this madrasa and the madaris around the world, oh my Kareem Allah. Give everyone ikhlas, my Kareem Allah. Give us the tawfiq to do the work correctly, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all types of, Ya Allah, differences. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas. Ya Allah, save us from pride and arrogance, my Kareem Allah. Change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring our hearts back to life, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we have filled our hearts with all the filth of this world. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into dirty and filthy bin bags, my Kareem Allah. We're going into sajda and all the evil pictures are in front. Oh, my Kareem Allah. What type of sajda is that? We are going into ruku, my Kareem Allah. And we cannot put a moment thing that we are making ruku before you. Oh, my Kareem Allah. Where is our condition going to change? Ya Kareem Allah, we continue listening, we continue making tawbah, we continue with the zikrullah. Allah, but the condition of the heart is not changing. Our trust in you is not increasing. Oh my Kareem Allah, where is our problem? Who is going to assist us? Oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, a dog is chased away from one butcher, it goes to the next. A beggar is chased away from one door and is turned away from one door. The door is shut. Oh my Kareem Allah, he goes and knocks at the next and then the next, and eventually he gets his piece of bread. Oh my Kareem Allah, tu hi khud bata ki agar tune darwaza band kar diya, if you shut your doors of mercy, if you shut your doors of maghfirat, to hum gande jaye kaha? Where do we beggars go to? Oh my Kareem Allah, there is no other door besides your door. There is no other door besides your door. Ya Kareem Allah, ab to khol de, open your doors of maghfirat, open your doors of mercy. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us be drenched in your maghfirat, let us be drenched in your mercy. Oh my Kareem Allah, do not turn us away. Ya Kareem Allah, we will continue tapping until such time you open the door. Oh my Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of just. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us be drenched in your mercy. Oh my Kareem Allah, grant us all tawfiq. Ya Kareem Allah, grant us the best in this world and grant us the best in the akhirah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Bi rahmatika.